Make sure that it's safe to approach the casualty. Gently tap or shake them and ask loudly, "Are you all right?" If they do not respond, call 999 immediately or get someone else to. If you can, follow the advice that ambulance control will give you rather than this recording. If the casualty responds by answering or moving, then leave them in the position you found them, provided they're in no further danger. Check their condition and get help if required. If not already, carefully get them onto the floor or any hard surface and lay them on their back. The first thing you'll need to do is open their mouth. This is very easy, but take care if you suspect that they may have a neck or back injury, in which case, pull open the jaw gently, trying not to move their head too much. If you think that their neck and back are not injured, then tilt their head back by placing one hand on their forehead, whilst the other gently pushes up from under their chin. Let their mouth then fall open. Be careful not to push too hard under their chin. If you're still having trouble opening the airway, then gently pull the jaw forward. Look inside their mouth, and if you see anything that may be causing a blockage, then gently sweep it away with one finger. Lift their chin again slightly and place your ear close to their mouth. While you're doing this, look down towards their chest for any movement. Listen for any sounds of breathing. You may also feel their breath on your cheek. If they are breathing normally, turn them onto their side and follow advice for the unconscious patient that is breathing. If you cannot detect any breathing, or they're only making occasional gasps or weak attempts at breathing, you're going to have to help them. Make sure that their head remains tilted back and their mouth is open. Pinch the soft part of their nose closed with your thumb and your index finger. Take a deep breath to fill your lungs with air. Place your lips around their mouth, making sure you have a good seal. Blow steadily into their mouth, enough to make their chest rise as in normal breathing. This should take you no more than 2 seconds. Take your mouth away, keep your hands where they are, as you will need to give more breaths. Watch for their chest to fall as the air comes out. Take another deep breath and repeat this sequence of breathing for them another 4 times. If you're having difficulty achieving an effective breath, look again inside their mouth for any blockage. Make sure that their head is well back and their mouth is open. Make only 5 attempts in all to achieve good breaths. Even if you think that you may have been unsuccessful, don't worry, you must move on. You now need to check for signs of circulation. Signs of circulation may be normal breathing, coughing, or movement. Only if you've been trained to do so, check for a pulse at the neck, but take no more than 10 seconds to do this. If you're confident that there are signs of circulation, continue helping the child to breathe, as you already have been, until they're breathing normally or help arrives. If there are no signs of circulation, absent or very slow pulse, or you're simply unsure, then you must start chest compressions. If you can, expose their chest completely, but don't waste time by doing this. Place the heel of one hand in the centre of their chest. Position yourself vertically above them, and with your hands straight, push down with the heel of your hands, approximately 1/3 the depth of their chest. Do this in a pumping action. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Count aloud and after 30 of these compressions, tilt the head back, lift the chin, and give 2 further breaths as before. Return your hands to the chest, without delay, in exactly the same position as before, and give 30 more compressions. Continue with this sequence at a ratio of 30 compressions followed by 2 breaths. Listen to the rhythmic ticking. This is the correct speed at which you should be doing chest compressions, and don't forget to give 2 breaths for every 30 compressions. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Only stop and recheck signs of circulation if they move or take a spontaneous breath. Otherwise, your resuscitation should not be interrupted. Do not give up until qualified help arrives. Over, they show signs of recovery, or you become exhausted. Help should be with you shortly.